7 towers in the complex. 3 of them collapsed at the time. The others had to be torn down along with a lot of other buildings in the neighborhood. The initial reports said that about 3,000 people, including the passengers on the planes, the people in the towers, the known dead, and the hijackers, all 19 of them, died. I saw a later report that said that perhaps as many as 6,000 died as a result of the attack. My guess is somewhere between 3,000 and 6,000. I don't know that they'll ever really know. And I don't know that they've ever calculated exactly how many hundreds of millions of dollars were destroyed during that attack. We should never forget what happened on that terrible day. 1 year later, on September 11th, I wrote a poem that I'd like to share with you this morning. I call it Remember 911. One nation under God, she stands above the rest. She's weathered terrorist attacks. She's more than passed the test. She stands for freedom, liberty, safe haven for oppressed, the right to speak and worship without fear of an arrest. A nation of raw beauty with mountains rising high and great productive fertile lands that stretch clear to the sky. A land where we are free to roam, to travel where we please, to cross state lines without a pass, not feel ill at ease. Where freedom of religion is not an empty phrase. In mosque or church or synagogue, we're free to give God praise. Where leaders are elected from the ranks of those they serve. Where dreams come true from good hard work when mixed with skill and nerve. Where children hold the future, education's there for all. Where color of a person's skin does not mean much at all. And out in New York Harbor, freedom's torch is burning bright, a beacon that tells all the world America is right. But freedom doesn't come for free. The price is often high. It's paid for with the blood of those who fight and often die. For there are some whose troubled souls are filled with angry hate, who cannot stand the thought that men can live in a free state. Their twisted minds distort the truth. Their actions bring us pain. But freedom's call and love for God will make their work in vain. America is standing tall. She cannot be oppressed. A shining light for liberty, a country God has blessed. Our enemies may try again. It seems they're never done, but with God's help, they won't succeed. Remember 911. Thank you.